This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to hour number two, everybody. We appreciate you being here. This is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vince Finelli today. And I'm with Gwyneth Isaacs live from Australia. And Gwyneth, you know, it's pretty obvious no one's doing their job, especially politicians, judges, lawyers, bankers, big corporations, governments in general, they've all turned. So we the people, I say this, I don't say it often enough, but we have to make the difference. We the people have to be the judge and jury, because the judges, lawyers, courts, everything's rigged. Election integrity's gone. They've been either bought and paid for, blackmailed, threatened. In other words, they've sold out the people and the Constitution, and this is our home, and we have to make a choice that if we want to keep the inherited freedom, a constitution that gives us the right for it, that was given to us, we have to fight for it. So one of the things I talk about, Gwyneth, is, you know, ideas and solutions often. I've often done just total broadcasts on that. And I say we're at a point in history that you have to spend your money on food, water, shelter, and energy. And, of course, they all have different subsets. Would you like to comment on whether it be preparation or the ideas and solution category? Gwyneth.
I've got something else to say about, the whole Indigenous tribal thing. Okay, like I said, I'm actually in favour of the Indigenous tribal way of life. Okay, I'm actually a huge fan of it. I think that that's how people are meant to live, which, you know, everybody out there in the class who's, you know, probably really fuming about me having a go at Indigenous tribal peoples being cannibals and all the rest of it, you know, a lot of them were, a lot of them weren't, okay? I grew up amongst a former cannibal tribe. That's just what happened. Okay, they were the Te Arawa people of Rotorua in New Zealand. And if anyone wants to contact Carol Hohepa, you know, and you can do some basic research and find out my real name on the internet if you really want to. You can go and ask Carol if she knows me, you know, by my maiden name. It's out there on the internet. She knows me. You know, she's actually a white woman. She married the Maori chief. She's still alive. She's still out there. She knows me. I'm a huge fan of the Indigenous way of life. I think that's how people are meant to live, and there's a lot of good things about the Indigenous way of living and being, and I think that we all need to go back to it. And I think that the people who need to go back to it most of all are the people who claim to be members of Indigenous tribes who live in urban and suburban areas and have never been to their tribal homelands, who don't know anything about their culture, don't know their language, don't know their building traditions, don't know their handcraft traditions, don't know their hunting traditions, don't know their tribal medicine. These are the people who need to go out to their Indigenous tribal areas and ask the elders, sit at their feet and learn from them while they are still there. You are so lucky that you have your tribal elders now to learn from. The tribal elders of every tribe are crying out for young people to just sit and and learn from them. They have no one to pass the knowledge on to. And if you are that one person, if you can get a bit of humility now and listen to me, you Indigenous tribal person who's so proud of your tribal culture, I'm glad for you. Go and learn your language. Go and learn your culture. Go and learn your medicinal ways. Go and learn your building traditions, your craftwork traditions, your clothing traditions, and live it. And you will be that one out of maybe 100,000 that will actually survive this, because it's the Indigenous tribal people on their own homelands who have the best chance of surviving what is coming. They are the ones who have the, I'm going to say this again for emphasis, Indigenous tribal people on their own Indigenous tribal lands have the best chance of surviving what is coming. The ones who have the second best chance of surviving what is coming are people who maybe don't have much of an Indigenous tribal condition, but who know how to do off-grid living, growing fruit and vegetables, and hunting, keeping chickens, keeping rabbits, etc. Like, for instance, I don't know, Marjorie Wildcraft, who I actually really like. So, bit of a plug there for Marjorie Wildcraft as well. Those are the second most likely people to survive. But that is why the Indigenous tribal peoples all over the world have been attacked by the New World Order. The group that's been the most attacked has been the Indigenous tribal people. The group that's been second most attacked, you're absolutely right, Rich, has been the poor white people. Why the poor white people? Because they're the ones who know how to put modern civilization together. They're the ones who build modern civilization. They know how to fix cars. They know how to put air conditioning systems together and maintain them. They know how to make a modern building. And I'll tell you what, if you're an Indigenous tribal person and you're living in a modern city, you ought to thank the white people who built that city, because it's where you live and you're comfortable there. You ought to thank them. But you also need to go and live in your tribal homeland, and you need to learn their ways, because that modern city that you're living in, with its, you know, the convenience store down the road where you can buy you know, some hot junk food and fill up your belly, and you can get a job at McDonald's flipping burgers or whatever, you know, none of that would be there without white people. White people built all of it, and that's just how it is. And if they didn't build it, then they taught the local Indigenous tribal people how to build it. But the Indigenous tribal people wouldn't know how to build it if it hadn't been for the white people there in the first place teaching them how to build it. The Indigenous tribal people would still have their Indigenous tribal architecture, which in a lot of ways is actually superior. There was an earthquake in Java, you know, this last week, and hundreds and hundreds of people have been killed because of this earthquake. And the reason why is because they put white people architecture in Java, which is prone to earthquakes. They had an earthquake and the modern concrete architecture collapsed and killed a lot of people because it wasn't suitable. They should have had the Indigenous tribal architecture of bamboo structures, which can swing and sway. And if they do collapse in an earthquake, they can be easily rebuilt out of the materials that are found in the forest. All of that's gone in Java now because, you know, people just liked living in modern concrete structures better than they liked living in bamboo huts. I don't know. But it turned out that bamboo huts were actually a more sensible solution there because concrete structures cannot withstand earthquakes. And bamboo huts have a much better chance of doing so. Does that make sense, Rich?
Well, it does, Gwyneth. And I'll just comment briefly on what you just said. You know, we have white people passing on knowledge, past knowledge, old skills to Indian tribes. I know people who've given classes to the Indian tribes. You know, basically, everybody's being dumbed down and being used as divide and conquer strategies. And let me tell you, for all indigenous people, if you consider yourself indigenous, in Montana, or in America, in Montana you only have to be 1/16th to be on the rolls to get certain benefits. You hunt year-round to get X amount of money, whatever. There's a lot of different benefits. But the benefits aren't big. The big people, the chiefs in the upper echelon, get the great life. That's the way it is, because they're using bribes and blackmail to the upper echelon across the board. Now, think about this, folks. If you can be an American Indian and be on the roll with only 1/16th blood, think about this. You can be 1/16th 15 times different heritage / ethnicities and still be on the rolls. What we need to do, whether you're listening in Australia, it doesn't matter where you're listening. I'm going to use America as an example. If we don't end all this group, we need to drop the hyphen, the pronoun. We need to drop all groups, okay? Because we have to be American. It's so important. And if they continue to use divide and conquer strategies, we're going to lose everything. Every little bit of freedom and liberty and sovereignty that Americans fought for. Over a million died. Never mind the ones who fought and bled for us. Well over a million Americans died at this point in history. And we have to decide if we want to respect them or if we want to diss them. So if you think indigenous is 1/16th, you got to do the math. We have to come together as Americans. Gwyneth, your comment.
You know something, Rich, you're right. There was another tribal elder in New Zealand when I was growing up, and my dad was, by the way, my dad was actually a missionary to an indigenous tribe, and he preferred hanging around with indigenous tribal people rather than white people. Okay, he was a white man, but he had been a missionary to the Yamatji Barnabar people in West Australia, and to the Yamatji, and he preferred being with the Yamatji to being with the white people. And he was a missionary. He went out and he did mechanical work for them. But there was a woman in New Zealand that he had a lot of time for, and her name was Dame Thina Cooper. Okay, that's she was actually made a dame by the Queen. Okay, and her name was W-H-I-N-A, Thina Cooper, and she had something very interesting to say. She said, if you want to make peace between the Maori and the white man, you need to find a Maori and marry them.
We'll be right back, folks. Hold that thought, Gwyneth.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vince. And we're talking to Gwyneth Isaacs down in Australia, down under, live, in the middle of the night. And just a quick comment on what you were just talking about regarding indigenous people. I just want to put an exclamation point, folks. When you stick to any group, hyphen, or pronoun, you're in for despair. We have to stick on principle. You know, when you look at the unit of measures of everything, work, success, survival, Every barometer is going down, and it brings in drugs, suicide, obesity, follower-type behaviors. Then you get addicted to technology because you lose more skill sets. You have to have a balance in nature, and we can't allow ourselves to buy into these narratives and avoid facts and truth, because when we do that, we're accepting totalitarian, tyrannical principles. And you see more psychotropic, antidepressive meds. Basically, when you follow the consequences, when you follow the narratives, the consequences towards political correctness creates more death and destructions and less justice. So we have to be Americans. This is, again, in the context of our country. So anybody in the world listening, it's a pretty easy switch, because you got to think of the sovereignty of your country. Because if you don't, everything that I just said is going to get worse. And this is why we have to decentralize. This is we have to have uncomfortable conversations around the world and bring back our freedom. We have to bring back our liberty, our constitution, your charter, whatever's on paper. But more importantly, we can't bow down to political correctness. We can't bow down to the narratives that are being sold to us for our own good, which is only consolidating power, money, and control for the elite. Gwyneth, any comments on that?
Yeah. The reason why Fina Cooper said that was what she was saying was if you do that, if you find a really good member of that tribe and marry them, then the racial divisions will be gone within a generation. That's what she said. She said, then we won't be Maori, we won't be Pākehā, we will be New Zealander.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that'll happen within one generation if people did that. But they won't, you know, because it comes from both sides. There's a lot of racist Maoris out there. There's a lot of racist Aborigines out there. And there's a lot of racist white people out there. And they're all divided against each other. And you're absolutely right, Rich. What we need to do, the only people, when Coprolla hits Propeller, the only people that will be free will be people that know how to live on country, as we say here in Australia. That means people who know how to hunt fish, garden, keep chickens, keep livestock without the system. They will be the only ones who survive. And you need to be learning that skill set now because it is a skill set. And, you know, that includes, you know, this is something that I have not focused on so far, mostly because I've got a huge stockpile of clothing, but that includes making garments, you know. But I've got quite a stockpile of garments, so when I need to figure out how to make garments, then I'll do that. That's something in the future. I've got some basic sewing and knitting skills, so I'll figure it out when that time comes. But that's something that not a lot of people are thinking about, how to make a garment, you know. I'll tell you how it's going to look for the white people, those that don't have an Indigenous tribal background. You are going to, if you survive at all, then you are going to be living in a very Mad Max type way. So you better be prepared for that. And you better start preparing for that now. And that means, you know, it's going to involve for you a bit of a change in your psychology, where what I mean is not necessarily being... It is going to be a brutal world. There's just no two ways about that. But you're going to be making things out of junk. If you're living in an urban or suburban area, you're going to have to learn how to adapt all the junk that's around you for your own purposes.
All right, folks, we'll
be
right back.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A shooting at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia overnight left multiple people dead and several others injured. The shooter is confirmed deceased, and more details will be available later this morning. Chesapeake Police Department spokesman Leo Kaczynski.
So we go inside, and long story short, over the course of the next 30, 45 minutes, we were able to find multiple fatalities and multiple injured parties. With the Chesapeake Fire Department, we were able to put rescue and tactical teams together to go inside to provide life-saving measures.
The White House on Tuesday announced that it's extending the pause on student loan repayments through June 30, 2023. The latest extension comes as the Biden administration's student loan transfer plan remains in question because of legalities. The Supreme Court on Tuesday cleared the way for Democrat-led House Ways and Means Committee to obtain President Trump's tax records. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God,
you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheben sitting in for Vince Fennelli. I'm with Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia. Gwyneth, one of my plans of action, besides food, water, shelter, energy, investments, was to bring back 1970s disco. You think that'll give me some money?
I think that there's a lot of people out there who have a bit of a soft spot for 1970s disco. And my justification of that is the continued success of the career of Giorgio Moroder. He's in his 80s now, and he's still rocking. I don't know if do you know who Giorgio is?
I do not.
I don't know if you, what was that, sorry?
I do not. I want you to keep in mind, I get all
my... He invented the synthesizer. He invented electronic music. And, if I mentioned some of his songs, you would absolutely know them. Flashdance, okay?
Oh, yeah.
The Never-Ending Story theme. These are some of his, and also the soundtrack for, oh gosh, what was that Sylvester Stallone movie? The one with the trucks. He's worked with, a lot of the big Hollywood producers. And he's just a really sterling guy. He's just somebody you would actually enjoy hanging out with for the afternoon, that anyone would enjoy hanging out with for the afternoon, because he's just a genuinely good bloke. He doesn't get caught up in a whole lot of politics. He doesn't, he's got no pet hobby horses in his stable or anything like that. All that he does is what he was always meant to do, which was make really amazing music.
That's awesome. Hey, Gladys, I've always wanted to ask you, off topic and out of context, when you're on USAPrepares.com, you're on in the middle of the night, 2 in the morning, do you, at the end of the show, do you go back and try to catch a nap, or are you up for the day?
I usually can't get to sleep for about an hour or so afterwards. I'm usually wide awake, but then I find myself sort of drifting back off to sleep, and by then it's about 5 a.m. in the morning, and the kookaburras and the cockatoos are just starting to sing. And, yes, we actually have kookaburras and cockatoos out here in the forest. So we've got actually pumas and black panthers as well, and kangaroos and wallabies, and echidnas. And herons and wedge-tailed eagles. The wedge-tailed eagles that we have here, they stand about, they would stand about at least 4 foot tall. And they have a wingspan of 8 to 10 feet.
Wow.
They're a really, really, really big eagle. And when I had an automobile, when I was driving, from time to time I'd, be driving down the road and I'd turn a corner and there would be a wedge-tailed eagle sitting in the middle of the road feasting on a kangaroo carcass, roadkill. And to see one of these birds rise up into the air in front of your automobile, it's just absolutely amazing. And you don't realize how big they are, wedge-tailed eagles, until you see one actually rise up into the air in front of your vehicle. Like I said, standing between 3 and 4 feet tall and with a wingspan of 8 to 10 feet. They are a really, really big bird.
Gwyneth, speaking of wildlife, let me ask you a question. And you're not a hunter or an outdoorsman, so to speak, so I don't know if you know the answer to this, but I'm going to pose it to you anyway. Here in Montana, we have grizzly bears that are not allowed to be hunted, so they're killing a lot of black bears, they're killing a lot of fawns, they're killing a lot of elk calves and moose calves. They're ferocious predators. And they're even breaking into people's houses. And we also have wolves, and they brought in non-indigenous oversized wolves that they trapped at the northern part of the continent. And a judge just basically eliminated snare trapping, which is basically the only way to get that kind of a canine. So my point is they're trying to eliminate food and self-sufficiency for the little guy. We're in the middle of the state where the big, 10, 20, 100,000 acre ranches. I have information. I'm not going to mention anybody's name, so if you're listening, I'm not going to tattletale on you. but I know of ranches that poison and shoot grizzly bears and wolves to keep the predation down. So basically, the little guy who has National Forest Service, a.k.a. public land around them, has to compete against all the other human hunters and non-indigenous predators and grizzly bears who can't be touched, who have no fear of man. So we're, plus they've created this shoulder season for elk where you can now hunt with a rifle and shoot cows, which is absolutely ridiculous when you kill the baby packer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so the long story short, they're going after our food and self-sufficiency, and it's only affecting the little guy. In Australia, you mentioned you have some, you know, pumas, which we call mountain lions. I'm sure, you know, this is a close relation because our mountain lions are cousins of the African lion.
Oh, they came from American, but they were American military mascots that were released after World War II. They're pumas.
Oh.
And black panthers.
So my specific question, the reason why I put all this context together, my specific question, you mentioned roadkill. Out of all your ungulates that eat vegetables, grass, that are, you know, that are not predators, what percentage of them gets killed by human hunters and, like you said, roadkill versus predation from other animals? Do you happen to have any data on that?
I don't have any statistics on that, but most of them would get killed by roadkill. So the pumas and the mountain, the black panthers are not very common, but they are definitely there. And I know that they're there because I have actually seen a black panther with my own two eyes when I was horse riding one morning about 6:30 a.m. And it was only about 5 miles or something from here. But I was out and about on my horse early one morning, and I just saw it just, you know, stop by the side of the road, look both ways, and, you know, to make sure there was nothing coming. And when it was sure in its eyes that there was nothing coming, it didn't see me. It saw the horse, but it didn't see me. It didn't comprehend that there was a human on top of the horse. It just saw the horse. And I've seen them. Now that I know what to look for, I see roadkill that's been chewed on by big cats all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So they are there, but they're very shy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're very shy. I've never seen a puma, but there's a lot of people around here who have seen pumas. But I have seen a black panther. And the thing is that, you know, literature, I love literature. And you learn a lot from literature. And there's an audio book that I've been listening to. It's on my phone. It's called Robinson Crusoe. And about the last hour of the audio book of Robinson Crusoe, so it's the last few chapters, was very, very enlightening of how life was like in certain parts of Europe 300 years ago, 400 years ago. And it says in the last, you know, few chapters of Robinson Crusoe by Daniel Defoe, that 400 years ago in Europe, there were vast packs of wolves that were living in Europe of 300 and 400 strong wolf packs in the border area between Italy and France, at the foothills of the European Alps. They're not there today, and it's probably a good thing that they're not there today, because these wolves were so vicious that they made travel impossible between France and Italy during the winter 300 and 400 years ago. Unless you have read that in that classic of literature, you would not know it. And Daniel Defoe, people think of him as being a fiction writer, but actually what he did was he got stories from actual people, and he reworked them mostly as works of fiction. And he had a few works of nonfiction, but usually his works of nonfiction, like A General History of the Pirates, was probably written by Daniel Defoe. That's a work of nonfiction, and it's basically a historical account of piracy during the Golden Age. And that's one of the main sources. But a lot of his other works actually documentary accounts of things that happened where he was and from sources that he had. So when you're reading Robinson Crusoe, what you're reading is you're reading an amalgamation of actual marooning stories. It's not one story. People say that it was Alexander Selkirk. It wasn't just him. It was a whole amalgam of marooning stories from the Caribbean and from the African coast across that era of history, 300 and 400 years ago. And it wasn't that long ago, you know. And people say, oh, wasn't it a shame that the Carib tribe was wiped out? Well, according to Daniel Defoe, they were brutal cannibals. You know, it's probably a good thing that there's not brutal cannibals living in the Caribbean anymore. Just like it's, you know, here in Australia, there's certain Aboriginal tribes that are still cannibals to this day. And I know that because, you know, I have friends among the elders. I actually went and made friends with the elders of the Aboriginal tribes in West Australia, and I learned all that I could from them. Because I wanted to know this information, and I respected these people because they could live in an absolutely barren wilderness and actually do really well there. And they taught me something of how to live on that country. You know, I don't know everything, and unfortunately I had to move away before I could learn much more. But this is it. You've got to realize of how things were. And it was only 300 and 400 years ago that there was 300 and 400 strong wolf packs living between Italy and France at the foothills of the European Alps.
Gwyneth, hold on to the next thought.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to our last segment. Rich Sheba sitting in for Vince Finelli, and I'm live with Gwyneth Isaacs out of Down Under, Australia. And, you know, you were talking about the wolves in Italy and France, and the aristocracy does not want to have this conversation. The elite doesn't want to have the conversation because they didn't manage big game in Europe back in the day. The hunting was allowed for only the elite, for the aristocracy. Not, it was actually illegal. And when I was in Germany, Austria, France, Denmark, all I saw was deer. And not a lot of them. And the rest of everything is, it's hard to find if they're there. And changing the subject totally, Gwyneth, Edward Dowd, I mentioned a lot of articles on the death jab yesterday. Apparently, he's really a numbers guy, a math guy, a finance economic guy, and he basically delineated the numbers and has the evidence that in America, 2,400 people per day are dying from the vaccine, and I use the term vaccine in quotes. I want you to just wrap your head around this number, because every demographic has sudden death, is increasing in sudden death, and overall death is just going through the roof across the board. And he has proof that 2,400 people per day in America are dying from the vaccine. Your comments on this?
They're hammering us. They have declared that they want to cull the flock. And we are the flock. We are their flock. You know, they think that we are their flock. And the only way for us, Jesus said at the end of time that people would be divided into sheep and goats. And if you're going to be a sheep, the only way for you to survive is to be a mufflon or a bighorn. to head for the hills, basically, and live up there and live off-grid and learn a system. Put in place a system of food, water, energy, fuel, clothing, etc., medicine, and so on. And just think about and to learn old time skills, you know. And this is the only way that you're going to survive. And I know that both you and I keep saying this over and over and over again. And the reason why we keep saying it over and over and over again is because it's actually true that we need to learn and maintain these old-fashioned skills of how to grow vegetables without using commercial fertilizers. How to keep livestock. And I mean, I'm still learning this myself. I'm not, you know, I'm still buying in food for my livestock. I don't want to, but I'm, you know, I'm in the process of learning this. How to keep livestock without buying in food for them. Because that's going away, and it's going away really quickly. Here in Australia, you had 80,000 hectares of cropland, that's grains and so on, destroyed, canola and so on, various other crops, potatoes, etc., destroyed by flooding. And you've had 90,000 hectares of pastures destroyed by flooding. And what that means is that very, very soon there's going to be no food here in Australia, because all of our agricultural land, pretty well across four states, has been flooded out and has been destroyed. And there's no two ways of getting around it. And I know we're in the last few minutes of the broadcast, but I've got a source within food processing industry that a lot of the grain that they are getting is actually sprouting. And that's not good. And they can't use it. That means they can't process the grain into food that would sit on your supermarket shelf because it's sprouted. And it's not, you know, this, and they're having trouble getting grain that has not sprouted to put through their food processing plant. And that's all I'm going to say there. That's not good. That means there's starvation coming, Rich, and there's no two ways about it.
Well, look, we've done everything in our power.
It's not getting any better.
Yeah, to wake up the
people. What was that, sorry?
Well, we're trying, that's what we've been doing on USAPrepares.com, is trying to gain skill sets, ideas, and solutions on how to move rural, grow your own food, raise your own food, hunt, fish, learn frugality, learn to live below your means. We've been talking about this for many, many years, so it's here, and we've done our part, Gwyneth, and continue to help the people as best we can. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being here in the middle of the night in Australia. It was wonderful catching up with you again. You have a great rest of the morning, and we'll be in touch.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.